All right, I never thought I'd be saying this, but I have kind of a beautiful clip coming from the Joe Rogan Experience. Now, just bear with me, because in this clip, Joe Rogan is talking to another MAGA voter, and they both seem to be skeptical about Trump's election fraud claims. They say, is Trump just lying to us about that? They both seem to realize that Trump's been a shitty, no-good president. And here's the thing. They realize this a little bit too late. Joe Rogan seems to now have these weekly realizations that, oh, wait, the guy I voted for does want to deport absolutely everybody. Oh, wait, the guy I voted for does want to attack the media institutions and basically every single check that we have in our system. And as I see Joe Rogan go through these realizations, it just makes me wonder, where were you when Trump was running on this? They ran saying mass deportations now. They ran saying that they were going to target political opponents. But either way, the reason why I continue to cover this, and it's quite controversial, people in my audience disagree, but it's because Joe Rogan is sort of a microcosm of how a lot of Americans feel. Whether we like it or not, Joe Rogan has a massive, massive platform, a massive audience, and something that he does is he kind of just represents the average bro voter. I have, or broette, women voter, it doesn't matter. I have so many friends that I went to college with or high school with that just casually listen to Joe Rogan, both guys and girls, not because of politics or anything, but just because that's who they listen to. So we need to understand where the average person is. And this is a really good clip. In this clip, Joe Rogan and another MAGA voter, Dave Smith, discuss how Trump was acting kind of weird and dodgy about the stolen election stuff. So the first clip is going to show you Joe Rogan talking to Dave Smith, and then it'll cut to Joe Rogan's interview with Donald Trump that happened a few months ago. So check this out and tell me for yourself if Trump seems to know anything about a stolen election. By the way, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler feed. We're trying to hit 2 million subscribers and beat all of our MAGA competitors, and you guys make that possible. So thank you.
So I agree with all of that. I'm just saying, like, once you've made these statements and your administration is in. No, I remember. It was one of the most interesting parts of your podcast with him was, like, when you asked him about that, it was like he really didn't have anything to back it up.
If that was you or if that was me, I mean, if there was some reason why I knew that they did something and I could give you all the facts, I would have that ready for anybody. Because for 4 fucking years, they've been telling him he's crazy for questioning the election.
Yeah.
So after 4 years, I'd have a fucking tight 10 minutes
election
where I could just rattle off at you and rock your world with it. Like, these are the facts, Jack, that you were robbed in 2020.
Yeah, totally.
How do you think you were robbed? Everybody always cuts you off. I'm going to allow...
Do. Well, they not only cut you off. Well, what I'd rather do is we'll do it another time, and I would bring in papers that you would not believe, so many different papers. That election was so crooked. It was the most crooked election.
Okay, but give me some examples of how.
Well, let's start on the top and the easy ones.
Okay.
They were supposed to get legislative approval to do the things they did, and they didn't get it. In many cases, they didn't get it.
What things?
Anything.
Legislative approval,
like for extensions of the voting, for voting earlier, for this, all different things. By law, they had to get legislative approvals. You don't have to go any further than that. If you take a look at Wisconsin, they virtually admitted that the election was rigged, robbed, and stolen.
Nope.
They wouldn't give access in certain areas to the ballots because the ballots weren't signed. They weren't originals. We could go into this stuff. We could go into the ballots or we could go into the overall. I'll give you another one.
Are you going to present this ever?
Are you going to present this ever? And Trump goes, I mean, we could get into it. We could get into all of it, but I don't want to right now. It's funny because then Joe Rogan, a few months later, seems to really realize, you know, you've been talking about this for years. You should be able to bring up the facts.
I knew that they did something, and I could give you all the facts. I would have that ready for anybody. Because for 4 fucking years, they've been telling him he's crazy for questioning the election.
Yeah.
So after 4 years, I'd have a fucking tight 10 minutes
election
where I could just rattle off at you and rock your world with it. Like, these are the facts.
But Joe Rogan is saying he didn't have anything. He didn't have a tight 10 minutes. He didn't even have a tight 1 minute. He seemed frazzled. And that's where, for Joe Rogan, the emperor has no clothes. The emperor came on his podcast and tried to explain the election fraud thing. but didn't have any substantive example whatsoever. And listen, for all that we dislike Joe Rogan, I know a lot of people think that he's just only in it for the money, that he is a secret closeted MAGA or whatever. I think for all that we dislike him, it's nice seeing him act skeptical of this current administration in some regard. But the problem is, he doesn't seem to understand what he even voted for. I mean, watch this clip of Joe Rogan talking about amnesty for undocumented immigrants. This dude doesn't seem to know who he voted for.
And then there's this pushback on amnesty. People have this crazy pushback. Like, if someone's been here for 20 years, they've been working on a farm, and they're good people, and they've established a family here, let's figure out a pathway to amnesty. And then there's the hard right pushback. They're like, fuck you. You got here illegally. Get the fuck out. It's like, those are jobs Americans could do. It's like, I mean, anyway.
Do you know who you voted for, man? You voted for the people who were holding up mass deportation now signs at the RNC. So this is the problem. I truly, truly believe most Americans are not okay with Trump's radical style of deportation. I truly believe that conservatives always say 80-20, that liberals believe in the issues that only 20% agree with, while conservatives have the 80% popular positions. But I disagree. When it comes to immigration, 80% of the population thinks that people who are here and commit crimes and who are here illegally should be deported, but we agree with that as well. 80% of the population roughly also agrees with a pathway to citizenship, with the idea that if you're here working for a better life, with a better family, you just want a healthy, happy life, that there should be some pathway to citizenship. Most Americans believe that, but that is not what the Trump administration is doing. The Trump administration is reallocating funds meant for the deportation of criminals towards the deportation of, like I said, farm workers or people who are just going to their immigration hearings. They get targeted by ICE, which is disgusting. That's why it's important for us to relentlessly message this. Lately, I've been doing more debates and more appearances. I went on CNN a few times. I also did this really fun bar debate called Bar Fight that's coming out soon. But in an ideal reality, we continue to work our way up the ranks, and I'm able to go, maybe not exactly on the Joe Rogan Experience, but there are 100 shows like it of people who are vaguely right-wing, but they're also just kind of confused on who to believe. And then from there, I get to go and poke and prod and say, listen, are you okay with the administration deporting people who just want a better life? And they'd say, no, of course not. Then I could go and list off, these people have been deported with no due process, and they're just here trying to work. This 80-year-old was deported to Argentina. Real story. This 56-year-old was deported and their family didn't know. These things actually happened. So we can go through example by example and explain it to people, but this does require a little bit of grace. I will always maintain that you should never have grace for Nazis or bigots or terrible people, but when we're trying to win back power, as Maxwell Frost said at our Omaha event, this happens through addition, not through subtraction. If we're going out there and screaming at every Joe Rogan fan and saying that we don't want you, that the Democratic Party doesn't want you, that stay with the Republicans because you're a fascist Joe Rogan fan, we're just going to alienate people. There needs to be a little bit of grace for people who maybe are confused, even if we don't agree with them and how they voted. So I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate these videos, if you like our message, if you like what we're trying to do, which is win back power in the midterms, then join the Adam Mockler feed below. I'll see you on the next video. Peace out.